Welcome to today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program. I'm Sam McIntosh. On today's program, I'm talking with Carver's Ridge owner Ann Greenwalt about the soft opening they had on July 25th through the 27th for their new location in downtown Guthrie Center.
If you could share a little bit about the history of your business and where you're also or where you have been located.
So Carver's Ridge started in 2009, so this is our 10th anniversary year. And we originally started our business in Stewart, Iowa with boulder and stone engraving. And then from there we opened a gift store, which we now engrave on natural stone, granite boulders, but also wood, glass, metal, leather. So all different types of applications now. In addition to the engraving side of the business, we also incorporated curated items. So we really wanted our customers to feel like they could come into our stores and get a whole gift for somebody and not feel like they have to go into the city or anywhere else to feel like they could give a wedding gift or a housewarming gift, things like that.
And so when did you close the Stewart location?
We moved to Corning, Iowa. We opened a gift store down there 3 years ago. Actually, the same weekend, a ragbri was going through town. So that popped up on my time hop the other day. So we opened a gift store down there 3 years ago. And a year ago, we moved our production facility down to a larger warehouse down there. I'm originally from Corning. My husband's down from that area, too. And so it's nice to... We have three children, so it's nice to have some family support now with our busy careers, and yeah.
And so what inspired the new store location in Guthrie Center?
So Corning is a Main Street community, and in looking where we wanted to open another location for our, you know, we already have such a following in Central Iowa from being in Stewart, and we really, the plan has always been to get back up into Central Iowa again. And so in looking in that, we just feel like there's so many opportunities when they're Main Street communities, because they have to go through so much accreditation to become a Main Street community. There's such a great support system in place and a positive atmosphere within those towns that are Main Street communities. So Guthrie was just a great choice when we were kind of looking around at some different opportunities, and then we fell in love with the building, and the rest is history.
And so this is, at least for myself, it's been kept pretty under wraps. How long has the process been to get things up and going here?
So we actually started a year ago looking at different locations. A few things sort of fell through, and obviously it all worked out for a reason. But we came across this location a few months ago, started moving in our stuff the 1st of July. So it's been kind of moving pretty quickly the last few weeks to get open for a soft open. And we like to keep things under wraps and keep people on their toes. So it's been fun to give little teasers, and then just kind of, we always wanted to just be like, hey, we're here, we're open, and it's great to hear everyone's reactions today.
And does the engraving and other work, will that still all happen in Corning?
Correct, yes. All of our engraving takes place at our production facility in Corning, and then we'll just have satellite gift stores here in Guthrie and Corning.
So if people want to order something, then you guys will get it done and then ship it here to Guthrie Center?
Yes, and we come up too, so we'll have people bringing things up regularly as well. But they can always order online, and at checkout they can select Guthrie. That way they save, I mean, obviously we won't have them ship, but if they want to ship somewhere and just pick it up if they're in Panora or Manning or somewhere else and want to come to the Guthrie store, we'd love to have them come over, and they can save a little bit on shipping and just pick it up here. So, and our website's carversridge.com.
What all sorts of products do you sell here? What would you say is kind of your target clientele?
Yeah, so obviously ladies and anyone really giving a gift. We have, you know, everything from insulated drinkware to glassware, bakingware, all kinds of office and home goods, leather journals, coffee mugs, beverage holder, you know, just the list goes on. We really do offer over 75 different product lines to engrave on for people to personalize or do custom work. So we really enjoy when people come in and help them make a gift. Obviously, they always have something in their head, so it's great to see it come alive onto a product for them to give for a meaningful gift.
And so have you received much assistance or help from Main Street Guthrie Center for getting this location put together?
Yes, we have been in contact with the director here, and the whole community has been super supportive in getting it off the ground. And we just are elated to be in Guthrie and have such a great support system.
And so how long will the soft opening last, and when will you guys officially open?
Yes. So we are doing soft opening this weekend. So Thursday, Friday, Saturday, we'll be open 9 to 5. Saturday, we'll be open 9 to 3. So come on down. We have a few things, but we're going to do our grand opening August 8th, 9th, and 10th. So stay tuned to our Facebook page, our Instagram page. We'll put out details there. And we always like to do a really fun, big event. So we're excited to we have a few tricks up our sleeves, and it'll be a great weekend to come down and see the store.
And can you mention what your regular hours will be?
Yes, after the grand opening, we will be open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, and then Saturdays, 9 to 3.
Well, I think that's it, in case there's anything else you feel you need to mention.
No, I was just going to say, this year we were awarded the 2018 Small Business of the Year in the state of Iowa, so we're just really excited to spread our wings a little bit, and that Guthrie has been so supportive of us.
How did you get into the line of work of doing these engravings and stuff? How did that all happen?
Yeah, so 10 years ago, we were in a recession, and my husband and I, Tyson, had our son. He was born at 29 weeks, and we both had lost our jobs in the recession, and so really we were just trying to figure out what we could do, and he has grown up on heavy equipment with his parents, and I'm a fifth generation Iowa entrepreneur, so we just had it in our blood to kind of be fighters and have a little grit. And figure out what we could do to just make a living for ourselves. So we both had a love of, which just sounds really odd, but, you know, we drive around and we just love rocks and nature, and we're just outside a lot. So we saw an engraved boulder one day, and the rest is kind of history. We're like, I think we could figure this out. And he was doing a lot of boulder walls for people at the lake at the time, and they had asked, you know, where can we get an engraved boulder? So we kind of fell into it, and that's what we started with, was the engraved boulders, and then it went into the natural stones, and then from there, you know, my mind never shuts off. So I'm like, what else can we engrave on? And we got into the glassware. Yeah, now we have leather, metal, wood, so all kinds of stuff.
That's been today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program with Carver's Ridge owner Ann Greenwalt about the soft opening they had on July 25th through the 27th for their new location in downtown Guthrie Center. I'm Sam McIntosh. You can find this program online at raccoonvalleyradio.com.